You know, ladies and gentlemen, I am always grateful to all of our guests, even the ones that I don't necessarily agree with, because they give up their time and their energy to contribute to the show. But our next guest, it's an actual honor to have him on the show because he possesses one of the iconic voices in the history of human communication. And that's not hyperbole, which is hard to say in a world that's wallowed in hyperbole, marinated in it. But Art Garfunkel's voice is instantly recognizable, one of the great vocalists of the 20th and 21st century. In any century going forward, he has a brand new memoir out called What Is It All But Luminous? Notes from an Underground Man. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Art Garfunkel. Art, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How nice of you to put such lovely words around me. You gave me a pedestal to stand up on. Thank you very much. I'm just a devoted artist.
Well, you know something? You are an actual artist, and that's one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because oftentimes art and commerce don't necessarily go together. There are a lot of brilliant artists who don't have commercial success. And in your case, you have enjoyed both tremendous financial and, you know, professional success, but also critical success. And it shows it can be done. It can happen that somebody who has popular approval is also a genuine artist.
I know just what you're talking about. Thank you. This is what the Beatles tried to do. This is what Peter Gabriel tries to do. You try and be good and popular at the same time. They usually don't go together.
Oftentimes not, but you and Paul Simon certainly went together. And this is another thing that fascinates me about your life's work, Art, is that Simon and Garfunkel individually are superstars with something to say to the world in a unique way. And then together, it's like there's a whole third. There's Simon, there's Garfunkel, and then there's Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's taken me a while to get the Art Garfunkel identity out there. I broke up with Paul in 1970, and we've had a few reunion shows, but I've been making 12 solo albums all through these years. They're good. They're very much worked on. I've had a few hits, but they're all labors of love. You have to check them out. Through the years, I've made movies. I'm an actor. I've walked across the United States, and I've walked across Europe, and now I have this autobiography. I've raised a family. I have two precious boys and a beautiful wife of 28 years. Yesterday was our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, dear. Oh, there's another one on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's Leanne Sweden right there, sitting right there.
Leanne, you're quiet.
Hello, sir. I'm just taking it all in.
Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. You too.
Why the memoir now?
When should I have done it?
I don't know. People write books at different points in their lives. If you had written this book 20 years ago, would it be the same book?
Too interesting a question for me to answer in a glib way. That's a good one. I don't know how to answer that in this quick format. Would it have been the same? No, it would be different. How? I became a different guy. I didn't have such a feeling for marriage and love with my woman being the core of my life. That grew through the years. My acting life went where it went, and I wouldn't have known 20 years ago what that's about. I wasn't quite so experienced with the terrain, North America and Europe. I now know these countries from having walked across the continents. No, it would be a less experienced man. I have gained some appreciation of tragedy and comedy.
We're talking with Art Garfunkel. His memoir is called What Is It All But Luminous? Notes from an Underground Man. And Art will be in Los Angeles on October 13th at the Last Great Bookstore on South Grand Avenue in conversation and signing books. And that's at 350 South Grand Avenue. And my guess is there'll be a mob to come out to see you. Art, you've been famous for so long, and when you perform, you've kind of got a whole home field advantage, and as a sports guy, I know you know what that means, because the audience is acclimated to your life's work. What is the challenge of singing a song, for instance, like Sound of Silence, which you've sung, you know, for 50 years now, how do you keep that? How does somebody keep that fresh? You know, I asked Tony Bennett this about, you know, San Francisco, which he's sung, you know, for 50 years also.
I'm very interested in his answer. What did he say, Doug?
Well, he said there's always somebody who's hearing it for the first time.
Ah.
Yes, you think about that. You say many people may not really know the lyrics of this song. They heard it in its popular form with production. All through the years, we made our guitars and drums and bass quite strong, and they competed with the lyric. We learned it from the Stones way back in the 60s. So a lot of these songs, I feel I'm showing them the words for the first time, and I try and sing it with the awareness that these lyrics might be coming to their brains for the first time. But singing and music is a here and now thing. Every time you sing Bridge Over Troubled Water, that performance right then and there is the one. It's the one. You put everything you can into making this the best you ever did it. And you feel like you have a shot at it. Why not? Why wouldn't this be the best? Haven't I grown through the years so that this brain I now have is the smartest version of me I ever had? You know, I'm using the theory that we gain in life. We accumulate smarts. So why wouldn't this be the best Scarborough Fair I ever did right now? Here we go. Are you going? And so you approach the present tense with maximum excitement and potential.
Art, if how important in a live performance is the transaction between you and the audience?
It's everything. When they're dead, it's a real work night. You really need smoke and mirrors to compensate for the fact that they're not very responsive. I'm very lucky this hardly happens to me. I open the show with something that connects me with them, and then things get warm. From that point on, they start seeing I'm not so much a star as I am an accessible man who has a creative flair about him. I bring in my literature and I start quoting from my book, and it works. I make it not too taxing. I make it short. I make sure I'm spoon-feeding the words to them slowly. I would love to read all, to do my prose poem bits twice. But, I don't know, I take them into my show, and I get a great response. It becomes a love affair every night.
Last question. If I gave you a basketball, how many free throws in a row could you make right now?
When I was a kid, I had a lung thing in my 40, when I was 14 years old, and I had to recuperate. And so I just shot foul shots all through the summer. And because I'm mathematical, I kept thinking, how many out of 10 can I sink? All right. How many out of 100 can I sink? And I would do 92 hits when 8 misses. Then I'd get 96 out of 100. And then I would start flirting with 99 or 100. Then one day I did 102. And there was my record.
It's all in the book. What is it all but luminous notes from an underground man, Art Garfunkel? Art, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure. You too, guys.